Jeremiah 33:2 says, "Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it, to establish it, the Lord is his name." When reading this verse, God is dealing with Israel, who has forgotten their Creator. But this verse applies to mainstream science today in much the same way. We will elsewhere and at another time talk about the founding fathers of science and see that it was their awe and worship of the Creator that drove them to observe the natural events around us and to then study and report what it is that they observed, thus giving birth to modern science. Johann Kepler described scientific observation and discovery as simply, quote, "thinking God's thoughts after him." But today's mainstream science could best be described by Psalm 10:4 that says, "The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts." And yet, if you listen closely, you will hear the non-theistic scientists describing what they see in the universe and using words that speak of a creator behind it all. How many times you've been watching some special on PBS or the History Channel, or read an article in a magazine or a science blog, and you heard or read something like this, quote, "The beak of this particular bird is designed to reach into small places." Or, quote, "This is one of the most beautiful creatures in all of creation," end quote. When I ask the professing atheists, they excuse such language by simply saying that it's an idiom. And I'm sure that's what they believe. But that's the point. Science is supposed to speak in terms of facts. We observe something, we collect information, we describe the results. But modern science has become an effort to prove a point, rather than collect data and let that information speak for itself. It has become a religion of sorts. Years ago, I took a public school textbook and highlighted all of the examples that demonstrated that students were being required to believe things. Some of the phrases that I highlighted said things like, "It is believed that," or "Scientists propose that it might be possible to," or another one just said, "It could be that," or I saw several times that where it said, "Scientists believe that," quote unquote. Over and over, the language was all about faith and believing, not upon the hard facts and conclusions or the reality that there are no conclusions yet to be made. And that is all that you'll get from modern atheistic science when it comes to the subject of the origin of life. It's all a fictionalized idea based upon a non-theistic and anti-biblical belief system. Religion is being taught in the science classrooms of every government education camp called a public school, in complete violation of the First Amendment. And the anti-scientific faith in a Big Bang that exploded with uncreated matter and energy that came from nowhere, created by no one, is the fundamental doctrine of this religion of atheistic, agnostic humanism. And it is based upon nothing. It is not only unscientific, but it is anti-scientific. We've established the overwhelming evidence for the existence of God in previous devotionals, and we've touched upon some of the reasons that the idea of the origin of life having no creator or designer behind it is absurd and unreasonable, and will continue to do so. But we also don't want to lose sight of the reality that no amount of evidence will convince the person who loves their sin and desperately wants to believe that there is no creator God who will one day be their judge. If you happen to be one of those people, I just want to close by urging you to face the reality of your rebellion before it's too late. Your rejection of God is rooted in your love of sin. Jesus, the Creator, said so in John 3:19 and 20. He said, "And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved." I just would urge you to get real before it's too late. If you're a Christian, continue to grow in your faith and knowledge of your Creator and Savior, Jesus Christ, so that you might be a help to some of those people who just need a little more information.